WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we are focusing on Middle Tennessee State University. And in the first segment of the program, we're going to be talking about the Department of Theater and Dance and some exciting things over at MTSU. Always exciting things at MTSU. Christy Schomburger is with us. Christy's the assistant professor in the Department of Theater and Dance. Christy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Great to have you with you. You brought with us Parker Chase. Parker, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And Parker is in the next production, a musical, Peter Pan, at Tucker Theater. When will this be?
Peter Pan will open November 3rd and run through the 6th. With evening productions at 7 o'clock, and that's a change for us. So make note, if you're used to coming to our productions, this performance will be at 7 o'clock on those evenings, with also a Saturday and a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. So it's coming up quickly.
And, of course, Peter Pan just keeps getting more popular. It never fades for some reason. It's one of those productions that lives on. Have there been any changes?
No, not really. It'll be the story that you know, and it'll be the story that you love, and that you remember growing up. We were so thrilled to have Parker join our department this year. She comes to us from Memphis, mm-hmm. and yep. Just when she walked in, I said, there's a Peter. she's just wonderful. So she will delight audiences, and Captain Hook will just be as villainous and as comical as you expect, and it is just full of fun and abandon, you know, wild abandon.
Parker, do they pull you up in the air on ropes and everything?
They do. I'm hooked up on a fly rig, and I will be flying all around the stage. It's going to be pretty great.
Have you done that before? Have you?
I have been a part of a circus company before, and so I've flown, but never on a fly rig like this. So being 60 feet in the air, like on a circus apparatus compared to flying, is going to be a different experience.
Have you done this in rehearsals yet? I'm just trying to get the feel for what it's like.
We start flying next week, I believe.
That is correct. You have to hire a company, and they come in, and they will work with us for 3 days. They will set up all the rigging. They will train us. We'll be flying 5 people in the show, and they'll spend a lot of time training us, and then they leave us with the equipment, and we do it. We fly our people on our own, so we're excited. Peter will fly, and John and Michael and Wendy Darling will fly, and then also Jane later, which folks might not remember, but that's Wendy's grown-up daughter.
Ah, okay. Uh-huh. Now, do you just fly over the stage, or do you go out over the audience?
Well, we're just going to leave that for a surprise.
Ooh,
yes.
All right. This is November 3rd through the 6th. How do you get your tickets?
You can look at the MTSU website and then go to the theater portion of the website. There are links that will take you there, and you can reserve your tickets online. Or if you want to get a ticket the night of, the box office is open an hour and a half before production begins. We're kind of expecting big crowds, so if you're going to wait till then and not reserve a ticket, I would come an hour and a half early, get my ticket, and then go to dinner and come back. But if you're going to reserve, I would do it online.
Now, is this something, if you have some younger children, they should definitely see?
Absolutely. I mean, it's rare that you get an opportunity to see something done on such a grand scale, and we're so blessed at MTSU to have such a fantastic theater facility, and to have the fly space we have, and to be able to do this the way it was meant to be done. And it's just so colorful and just delightful and fun. So yes, bring your children. They'll have a ball.
And if you have not been to Tucker Theater recently, a while back it was renovated. It's gorgeous.
It really is. It is state-of-the-art facility. Just really lovely.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were there for the introduction of the Uncle Dave Macon Day production a while back.
Oh, yes, wonderful.
And saw some of the previews of shows to come. Mm-hmm. A great season ahead. Tell us a little about that.
Oh, Parker, you want to talk about some of the upcoming shows?
Sure. So after Peter Pan, we are actually looking at Next to Normal. And that show is directed by Skylar Grieco, and it's going to be fantastic. Great cast coming up. We also have some APO shows coming up, which include a show called Underground Playground, I believe is what it's called. And that show is directed by Courtney Coppa, and it's kind of a dark comedy romance going on. And then another main stage show we have coming is Streetcar Named Desire, directed by our Kyle Kennedy, mm-hmm. which is going to be a fantastic cast.
Tennessee Williams classic play. Oh, yeah. So delighted to bring that back to the stage.
Yep.
And then Kafka's Metamorphosis, directed by our new professor of directing, Helena Kays. So really excited about those things coming up in this season.
Parker, what drew your attention to Middle Tennessee State University? You were in Memphis, you say?
I actually just transferred from North Carolina State University in Raleigh. I was majoring in zoology there and found it not my thing. So I've been doing theater since I was about 9 years old. And I was like, wow, MTSU's department is fantastic. I have a lot of friends that go here that just rave and rant about the department. And I was like, you know what? I need to go to this school. This is where I need to be. So I transferred on over, and I have not regretted it at all.
Fantastic.
And I just learned this morning that Peter Pan has been one of her dream roles.
Ah.
I didn't even know that. So it was a dream for her and a dream for us that she showed up.
Mark that one off the bucket list.
That's right.
And move forward. What do you think we will be looking at Parker Chase down the road? Let's say 10 years from now. Where do you think we'll find Parker Chase?
Hopefully we'll find her not homeless. That'd be awesome. But no, I'm hoping to open a children's theater for inner city kids and then bring suburban kids into that so that they can work together and find a common ground on something like theater, where it's so interactive and social. And you can really understand somebody else through an emotional connection. I want to bring those two parties together and help them see that these kids are just like them. They just live in a different situation.
So this is a more realistic goal. This is not Parker saying, I want to be a star.
If that happens,
that's
awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. But
and it very well could.
We'll see. I guess we'll see. I'm definitely going to try to pursue acting. But I think opening the opportunity for other children is something that I really want to look into when I get older.
That's a phenomenal thing to do. And great to see this happening. Through inspiration from MTSU. Mm-hmm. Just goes to show you Big Blue does so many things.
Correct.
Now, how do we get tickets, by the way, for Peter Pan?
Yes, like we were talking about before, you're going to go to the theater website, go mm-hmm. to MTSU, and then you can look up Tucker Theater. It'll take you right to the website, and then you can go to tickets, get tickets, follow the links to get tickets, and reserve your tickets today.
All right. There are so many things happening at MTSU's Arts and Theater Department. Let's talk a little more about some of the things so that I think the community is not totally aware of all the great productions, all of the great art shows and the gallery and things of that sort at MTSU.
If you go to the website, it can almost be overwhelming because you're right. There is so much going on. But you can find all the information. It's there. So please go check us out online and find out all that's going on. We could keep you busy just about every day.
And we're talking about quality entertainment, too. I think
that is correct.
You have the jazz series about to begin just around the corner in the next day or two anyway. I don't have this all committed to memory, but I know that we have been promoting that. There just recently, I think, either was or is about to open a new show in the Todd Art Gallery, someone's collection.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Has that happened yet, or was it?
You know, we've been so busy in rehearsals, I have to be honest. We haven't been out of Tucker Theater very much lately. So I'm not sure of the dates of that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I actually went over to the art gallery the other day, and they were setting up for this art show. So the student I know is very excited.
About to open then.
Yeah.
Oh great.
Great.
So, and you need to, you know, be aware of all of this. This is part of what MTSU does for our community. It makes it well-rounded. if you are an MTSU alumni and you haven't been to the university in a while, check out your alma mater.
Please come check us out.
And there are some opportunities for people to really get in and support the arts. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have MTSU Arts, and if you are able and willing to contribute financially, then we have some perks for you as well. We do receptions before opening nights for shows, and we invite you in, treat you like royalty, bring you to the shows to reserve seats, and you get prior notice to a lot of events going on as well. So please contribute and come be a part of the great things happening on campus.
Very definitely. And we were talking about that event at the Todd Art Gallery. That's tonight, 6 until 8. MTSU Arts presents the opening reception of selections from the collection of Joe Diaz in the Todd Art Gallery. And that's room 224. Diaz will be in attendance, and he will speak about his collection. That's 6 until 8 tonight. It is free.
Fantastic. Good. The cast, the 34-member cast of Peter Pan will be over in rehearsal, so go enjoy it for us.
So take a look over there, but can you come over and sort of eavesdrop, sort of peep in and see what's happening?
Oh, in rehearsals?
Yeah.
No. Unfortunately, we have closed rehearsals.
Oh, okay.
But we are prepping to create something fantastic for you, so it'll be worth the wait.
And again, for somebody who just tuned in, what is the date of your runs?
Peter Pan opens November 3rd through the 6th in Tucker Theater. That's a Thursday through a Sunday with evening performances at 7 p.m. and a Saturday matinee at 2 and a Sunday matinee at 2. And if there are any school folks listening, I know they're already in session. We're also doing two school matinees on Thursday and Friday morning at 9 a.m. So if there are homeschool groups listening, we'd be happy for you to bring your groups as well to come on to those school matinees. You just need to contact the theater office and let us know. We just want to reach as many people as we can.
And come and watch Parker and four others fly.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's correct. Yes.
A real experience. That sounds... Parker, what's your favorite part before we leave? What's your favorite part in Peter Pan?
Definitely the fight sequences right now are my favorite. The Captain Hook is fantastic, and he's really fun to act with and perform with. So he really lifts up the spirit of the show, so...
That's coming up November 3rd through the 6th, the musical Peter Pan at MTSU's Tucker Theater. And once again, what's a good number to call to get more information?
You'll just need to look up the theater website. So go to MTSU's website, log on to Tucker Theater, and then you can go to get tickets and reserve your tickets online.
Sounds like a winner. Thank you for joining us this morning. This first segment, we've been talking about Peter Pan, the musical, coming up November 3rd through 6th at MTSU's Tucker Theater. Visiting with us this morning, Christy Schomburger, the assistant professor in the Department of Theater and Dance and director of the upcoming MTSU musical Peter Pan, and Peter himself or herself, whatever the case may be. Parker Chase with us, who is going to actually fly. I want to talk to you after that and see if it was as great as you thought it would be.
Will do.
Parker, thanks again. Stay with us. Much more to come as our salute to the Blue Raiders continues.
Sometimes you gotta wonder, is there anybody in town Truman Jones doesn't know? Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
Hey there, this is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den on Church Street. With Christmas approaching, we want you to think about Christmas instruments for the kids and for the adults. Got an incredible line of drums, basses, guitars. Yamaha Piano's the top digital piano company in the world. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church. That's Shelbyville Highway, directly across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants and Peter D's Restaurants. Peter D's opened for breakfast a little over a year ago, and we started with 60 omelets on our menu. We have now grown our omelet combinations to 101 omelets with several different add-ons, which means you can have over 1,000 different combinations of omelets here. That means you can eat here for almost 4 years straight and get something different for breakfast just off the omelets. We have Eggs Benedict with fresh homemade hollandaise sauce that we make every single morning here. We have a homemade French toast, and you can add Nutella and bananas to it. And if you want healthier options, you can substitute with egg whites, and we have a rolled grapefruit and probably the best fresh squeezed orange juice that you're going to find anywhere in Middle Tennessee. It is out of this world amazing. This is Peter Demas, and I'd like to invite you to start your day here for breakfast. Our banana pudding won the best banana pudding in the nation. It is perfect when it's really hot outside. When you're looking for the nation's best banana pudding, you need to come to Peter D's restaurant on Medical Center Parkway next to the Avenue.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Air Watch Traffic.
Good morning. Not the worst Monday we've ever seen as far as starting off the traffic. Still pretty heavy, though, but moving up through the Hickory Hollow area on I-24 as you make your way towards Nashville. Be careful. A lot of radar out here. I can't emphasize that enough, especially up and down sections of 24 and also on 840. Hey, learn to fly with the guys I fly with all the time at Wings of Eagles at the Smyrna Airport. Call right now, 355-0033, online, flywingsofeagles.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see mostly sunny skies here this afternoon, high into the mid-80s, and winds out of the southwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Right now, 61.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We know our customer. Member FDIC.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
Welcome back. Today we're focusing on Middle Tennessee State University, and in this segment we're talking with Dr. Patrick Ritchie, a director of forensics at MTSU and coach of the Blue Raiders debate team. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us today. Tell us about what's coming up, and you brought with you two of the team members, Alex Fingerroot and Sky Irish. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what's happening?
Our newest event that's coming up on Thursday at 7 o'clock in the BAS State Farm Room is a mock presidential debate in which MTSU debaters will pretend that they are the candidates and have an issues-only debate. So it will be none of the he said, she said kind of pathos, emotional arguments, but more what each's actual platform is and what their positions on key issues are.
So this will be totally different from the real thing.
This is what the real thing ought to be, but yes.
Okay. No slamming each other. Or
correct. Anything. No podium throwing or anything like that.
So what? Tell us, how are the students reacting to the real debates? I mean, because you're going to be doing a mock debate. What kind of reactions? Are you saying this is the way, when you see the real thing, you don't do it this way? Or
correct. And you see a lot of empathy in students these days because they kind of see the modern political cycle as another reality show, so to speak.
And that's what this has become. In fact, I guess our life has become a reality show. You look at what's on TV these days, and it's one reality show out of another after another. And so I guess the political situation is going that way.
Correct, except the big difference is they're paid actors and the other ones have keys to nuclear weapons. So
a little different.
Yeah, a little more importance on who our president is.
So how are the students preparing for this debate?
You guys want to answer?
All right, I'll take it. Well, I'm not personally in the debate, but a lot of our people who are, they've been preparing for the past couple of weeks, and they're looking at what the politicians and what the candidates have actually said, what they're planning to do in regards to education, in regards to national defense, anything like that. And they're trying to find specific policies rather than I'm going to be the best, it's going to be the best we're ever going to have. And so we're really working to make it non-biased and as informative as we can for everybody.
Now, this comes up this Thursday, 6 to 7:30 in the evening at the State Farm Room. What will the public get from this?
Hopefully they'll get what the key issues are, their political candidates' actual positions, besides what Sky was saying, I'm really good at foreign policy. Go a step beyond that and say, what is your foreign policy?
You know, it seems like so many things we hear are just statements, as you mentioned. I'm good at that. I'm going to change this. I'm going to reduce taxes. I'm going to make everything better. And they don't tell us what they're going to do. And then if they told us, you wondered, could they really do that? I mean, do they have the power as president to do that? Or would there have to be so many hoops you go through by the time that you got to the end, it wouldn't do that at all?
Right. And what we're finding is it's difficult to pin down exactly what their questions and answers are, because on an issue like Syria, we know it's going to be an issue for whoever the next president's going to be. And for them to actually sit down and say, I want to do this in Syria, has been very difficult to research.
Tell us a little more about the debate team. Have the two of you been on the debate team for a while?
Yes, sir.
Yes, 2 years for both of us now.
Mm-hmm. How does this prepare you for your future profession? What is your future profession?
Well, I think both of us are planning on going to law school. So I think we see this as a way to kind of enhance, you know, public speaking, argumentation, rhetoric, a lot of the things that we're going to need as a lawyer we're working on as part of the debate team.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
Now, we mentioned just a few moments ago about how we're sort of living in a world where everything is on stage. And in a way, I guess that's what the lawyers do, too. I mean, you have to be a good actor to be a good lawyer. Right. You have to know law.
Yeah.
But you have to really persuade that jury to be thinking in your direction.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely true. Yeah,
and I think debate helps us a lot for that because, you know, in a debate round, you're trying to persuade the judge to believe in your side, and so you got to bring in not only logic, but you need statistics and facts and court cases and things like that if you can bring them in. So it definitely prepares you for real life.
Definitely.
Now, how much preparation when you are in a debate, not necessarily this one, but I imagine they're all pretty similar, you have a topic. Do you have much time to prepare for that topic?
You get 30 minutes.
30 minutes,
if you're lucky.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
So if you're in the law field, hopefully you have more than 30 minutes to prepare your case.
Hopefully.
So let's talk a little more about your debates at MTSU and how this is going to be helping you. Dr. Ritchie, let's look at your viewpoint on that. You're helping to fine-tune their debating skills. What are you looking for? What are you encouraging students to do?
Honestly, we start the team as a walk-on team. We're a publicly funded university, so there are no restrictions other than you have to be academically sound. You can't be on probation. But other than that, we'll take any major, any student, and we work on speaking skills and argumentation, critical thinking skills. So if someone says A, how do I respond? And sometimes B isn't the answer. Sometimes the answer is A isn't correct. And oftentimes you think, well, if someone is taking a position on, let's say, a topic like, we'll say, farmer subsidy, you don't have to prove the exact opposite to win. You have to prove that the person saying that position is wrong. Maybe they can't afford it. Maybe there are laws that they can't overcome. And so it teaches them to think outside the box and to really think deep into a topic. as you were saying earlier, kind of like the presidential debates. Often presidential candidates will debate about stuff that they really have no power over because it's not part of the presidential powers.
As a team, do you get a chance to sort of brainstorm with each other in that preparation period beforehand, or is it each one to themselves?
We definitely prep as a team together, and that's the kind of the beauty of our team, is we have so many majors and so many different stages of students, from freshman to senior, that we all work together, and someone has something to bring to the table no matter what the topic is.
By the way, I do want to mention that this event we're talking about is free and open to the public, absolutely free. And if you were able to walk away with a better knowledge of the different candidates and what they stand for, this would be a good thing for you. And early voting is that, I think, begins Thursday, or is it Wednesday?
Wednesday or Thursday,
so. Whatever the 19th is, it's Wednesday. So, yeah, early voting begins Wednesday. I've heard a lot of people saying, I don't know how to vote still. I'm not sure which candidate is the best for my thoughts. And you're looking for some way. I've heard people say, I'm going to see what the vice president stand for. I'm going to see more what the parties stand for, which to me says they aren't real happy with the candidates, because they're not. I don't hear a lot of, I'm going to vote because of the candidate. I'm not hearing a lot of that. As you prepare for this, are you feeling that also? I mean, how are you feeling on that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's incredibly important in today's political climate, where it's almost exclusively Democrat versus Republican rather than candidates where they stand on the issues.
So
I think it's incredibly important, as you said, to really dive in there with the debate and look at who's thinking what and kind of the nuances between them.
Now, how are you able to really feel that you have the information? This is what the candidates are feeling, or this is what the parties. What are you trying to portray, the candidates or the party? Because we're not hearing a whole lot of clarity from the candidates.
We're focusing heavily on what they've got to offer for their actual positions, and it is quite difficult. We've had to do a lot of research this year to get beyond all kind of the top rhetoric and see what a candidate wants to do with our economy or looks at the European Union, because they aren't really forthright. And so it's poring over speeches, poring over publications that they've mailed out, looking at their past voting records, those kind of things. You have to build a picture over a period of time.
So if you're scratching your head wondering, am I going to make the right choice on the candidate, this could be the thing that helps you make the wiser choice coming to this debate.
It will definitely give you a little bit of clarity on the issues, if nothing else.
And again, Dr. Ritchie, what is the date and time and where?
It is Thursday. Doors will open in the State Farm, which is in the Business and Aerospace Building on MTSU's campus. They open at 6:30. The debate will be at 7. We will have debaters, and then at the end we'll have an expert panel with Dr. Kayleen Giebert and Dr. Rob Pratt, who will kind of do a little bit of discussion about this political cycle.
And will there be parking available close by?
Correct. It's after hours, so you can park anywhere you want on campus. As long as you don't park in a handicapped spot or the president's spot, you're okay.
Okay. Don't park in the president's spot. That'd be a no-no. Thank you very much for telling us about this. It's coming up Thursday evening at MTSU, a special debate on the candidates and what they're standing for, the real story about what they're standing for. It is from a mock presidential election, 6 to 7:30 Thursday at the State Farm Room at Middle Tennessee State University. Thank you for joining us, and thanks for all you do at MTSU.
Sure. Thank you.
Stay with us. Much more to come.
Over and down.
All That's News, your afternoon local news, traffic, and weather update with Matt Lane. Weekday afternoons, 4:40 until all sports talk on News Radio WGNS.
We're talking with one of the younger customers at Bell Jewelers here in Murfreesboro. So I understand you're shopping for Mom.
I'm picking up Mom a new bracelet.
I bet Mom would like a new bracelet. That sounds perfect.
I'm gonna get her something special.
I bet you love your mom.
I love Mommy.
Bell Jewelers, the perfect place to shop for Mom, your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend. Doesn't matter who. Everybody loves Bell Jewelers. Bell Jewelers in Murfreesboro on Broad Street across from Toots, a local tradition for over 135 years.
We understand. There are a lot of questions when you buy a pre-owned car. At Toyota of Murfreesboro, we've narrowed it down and provided you with the three best solutions.
How do you know you got the best deal?
Toyota of Murfreesboro shops a 500-mile area and makes sure the price is the best. It's that simple. Plus, over 800 vehicles in inventory and access to thousands. And on top of that, Toyota of Murfreesboro does a 160-point inspection and gives a lifetime powertrain warranty on 08 or newer Asian cars with less than 80,000 miles. We got you covered. Toyota of Murfreesboro listens to you and knows what you want. Discover why Toyota of Murfreesboro is Middle Tennessee's fastest-growing dealership. Toyota of Murfreesboro, on Medical Center Parkway at I-24.
Weatherwise.
We'll see mostly sunny skies here this afternoon, high into the mid-80s, and winds out of the southwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Right now, 61.
Play it again, play it, and then trade it in. You get more for your money when you play it again. Play it again, sports.
Play it again, sports on Thompson Lane.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Karen Alexander helps with the furniture mission at St. Mark's United Methodist Church. This ministry picks up donated furniture from the community and delivers it to economically disadvantaged families who've lost their homes to fire, flood, or tornado, disabled veterans, and victims of domestic violence. Karen is always helping others at St. Mark's, as well as around the community. Thank you, Karen Alexander.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. We've been so blessed here in Rutherford County, and we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our three Rutherford County locations. Our original Toots on Northwest Broad Street, Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, and our newest location at South Church Street and Barfield Road.
Overnight, Good Neighbor Talk turns to UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
So much for those 12 steps.
Welcome back. We're talking this morning about Middle Tennessee State University. And in this segment, Dr. Hillary Miller, the director of the Charlie and Hazel Daniels Veterans and Military Family Center. Now, she's with us. And so is Bob Reagan, the director of Operation Song. Good morning to both of you, by the way. It's good to have you with us today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Good to be here.
And, of course, we're honoring Charlie and Hazel Daniels, who have made this possible. They were honored this weekend, I believe. Yep. Charlie was put into the Country Music Hall of Fame this weekend.
Well deserved.
Very definitely. A man who really cares about our country, mm-hmm. and obviously cares about the troops and making sure that they have good training and feel comfortable in the future. MTSU, a great source for that. Tell us a little about the facility there that it bears Charlie and Hazel's name.
Absolutely. I think I was on your show about a year ago, right at this time, mm-hmm. a year ago, right. And we had just opened the center, and it's changed so much just even in that year. You'd think that we were done once we opened the doors, but something regularly is changing. We are about 2,600 square feet. We have two full-time VA employees there, full-time mental health counselor, and that's the only one in the country that's like that. We also have two school certifying officials, myself, secretary. We have probably about 10 student workers that are in the center. We cover everything from getting somebody enrolled,
to working with them to find a job and training our faculty and staff as well.
And Operation Song is coming up Friday, October the 28th.
Yep.
What is that?
Well, I'm going to turn it over to Bob to speak a little bit about it, but I do want to note that that is on Charlie's 80th birthday, so it's kind of
cool.
Nice. Yeah.
Will Charlie
worked
be
out
there?
Well. No, he's not, but some of his foundation will be there.
So. Okay, 80th birthday for Charlie Daniels, Friday, that's right. October 28th. And that's what this is all about. Okay.
Well, just briefly, Operation Song is a songwriting as therapy for veterans in active duty and their families. And I was a professional songwriter in Nashville for approximately 30 years, and I clawed my way to the middle and stayed there, which was a good place to be. But I did several armed forces tours and had the opportunity to meet military, and it kind of opened my eyes to the service and the brunt of the military service that's being borne by a very small slice of the population. Anyway, songwriters are kind of armchair therapists, so I thought, well, maybe it would help these veterans when they return to tell their stories in song. So we started about 4 years ago, first at the Alvin C. York VA Hospital up here, just up the road, and we've since expanded to about four or five programs ongoing in Middle Tennessee, and we're now partnering with MTSU and Charlie Daniels, because there's a songwriting program at MTSU, there's a veteran center, and it's just a good match. We're going to have professional songwriters paired with veterans and also songwriting students from the MTSU program. So it's a very nice little symbiotic match.
What kind of results and responses are you getting from the veterans who are sharing their thoughts through music?
It's uniformly positive, or that's why we keep going. I'm working on getting actual data, but I hear every day, I accomplished more in these 8 hours than I did in 20 shrink sessions. So I've heard that so many times I have to quit saying it. But
Bob's got a very good reputation out there. People keep bringing me these CDs that they produce and saying, you need to do this. And it's one of the times I'm able to say, I'm ahead of you. We're actually scheduled for the 28th. So people see this all around town, and it's such a great organization.
Yeah, I think people don't realize the treasure that we have, not only at MTSU,
right,
but with the Alvin C. York VA Medical Center. There was a well-known musician, one of many, I'm sure, out there not long ago who wrote and had the hit song of the Ballad of the Green Beret, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler,
oh, yeah,
who passed away a while back.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you find, I guess, quietly in different places like the VA hospital.
Yes, and we work with veterans of all conflicts. I just was on emailing back and forth with a Korean veteran yesterday. We've written with a few World War II veterans, mm-hmm, and their numbers are diminishing. A lot of Vietnam veterans, you name it. So I went into this thinking perhaps it's going to be all young guys, but it's been a real eye-opener for me, and we welcome veterans of any conflict.
Now, this is music we're talking about. You're sharing songs and history, which is what a song is. I mean, we've talked about Uncle Dave Macon before.
Mm-hmm.
And you live the history of those times, and that's what you're living, is the history of the war days through the soldiers.
Well,
you brought your guitar with you.
That's to be determined if that's a good idea or not.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Bring it over.
But just real quickly, what seems to make the program effective is a lot of these, if you have trauma or post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, sometimes you have a difficult time sorting out your thoughts and getting things in the proper perspective and get them to make sense. And that's sort of what the process of songwriting helps with. We can sort of take a story, and professional songwriters are really good at putting the puzzle pieces in place and kind of creating a narrative arc and at the end of it, the guys will just kind of sit up straight and go, wow, these are all their words. We don't try to put words in their mouth.
Okay,
they are not songwriters. When I ask folks if they would like to participate, we have 7 students that are participating. They all say, oh, I don't know how to write a song. That's not their job. Their job is just tell the story.
They have the story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Share some of those stories, if you would.
Well, I don't have time to play a whole song, but just for example, I was working with a young guy up at Fort Campbell, and he was a helicopter pilot and extremely competent. And like all pilots, they define themselves by their skills and their capacity, and he had, you know, several hard landings, and now he has traumatic brain injury, and he has a young wife and a family, and he was very deflected. He didn't want to talk about, you know, about his service, but people were talking about their wives, and said, you know, the other day I told my wife, said, you know, you don't deserve this. I'm not the man you married. And so I just started singing, you don't deserve this. No, baby, you don't deserve this. And just by singing his words back to him, he just started crying. And then we just wrote a little song for his wife. But if you just take your words and your simple thoughts, and we always use their words, their thoughts, even though most of the people in the program have written songs by major artists, we're not trying to write a smash hit. We're trying to write their story as accurately and as to resonate with them as much as possible.
Now, with your years of experience in the music business, you probably have that ability to hear something and think, that has potential.
No
question. Do you ever hear that? And if you do, can you share it? Can you ask them would you like to take this public?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so far we've had, you know, a lot of songs broadcast, and I always make sure, say, you know, now this, no one will hear this song unless you want it out there. But almost everybody wants the song out there. They want people to know, to understand their service. And so far, we haven't had any big stars record the songs per se. We have had the songs out and about. We've been up to, we wrote a song about Memorial Day. We have been invited up to D.C. the last two Memorial Days, and I brought two of the vets up to perform the song. Even though most vets are not performers, we had a couple of good singers, and we performed on the National Mall on Memorial Day, our song about Memorial Day. So that's incredibly gratifying.
That has to be a moving experience to be a part
much so.
Of that.
And I was able to, there were actually six veterans in the group that day, plus myself and Don Goodman. I have to give Don a shout. He's a Murfreesboro boy. Don wrote Old Red for Blake Shelton. So there were eight of us on this song. So the song's earned about $100, and I've been able to write the veterans a check for like $7 each. They get paid just like the pros.
but they are telling their story,
yes.
Which is, that's what it's all about.
Right.
And making friends, too.
Yes, and supporting each other. In our group sessions, like at the VA, they bond. Military, they're used to working in teams, and this gives them a chance to help prop each other up. But I want to hear more about that.
No, I was just going to say, the way the day is going to lay out is they'll start in the morning, we'll have breakfast, they'll work all the way through lunch, then there'll be a lunch break, they'll work a little bit more in the afternoon, and then they're going to perform these in the MTSU, there in the Mass Comm building, and the student... they'll be produced, and a CD will be given to them when they leave. So that's, they end up with a product.
So Operation Song begins with veterans on Friday morning, October 28th. Mm-hmm. What time?
I believe it's at 8 o'clock. Y'all will start writing.
We're going to meet at 9, and we'll start writing. But as far as if people want to come, and it is open to the public. Mm-hmm. There's a performance of the song. So yeah, at the end of the day, repeat the time and.
We'll have it out on our website, which is mtsu.edu/military.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, they'll do a performance, and these will be captured. These songs will be captured on CD, and they'll be given those.
Yeah. What time will the performance be?
I'm thinking it's around 3. We're trying to finish up around 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. It's around 3 o'clock.
So, yeah, you'll hear 7 songs at 3 o'clock that did not exist at 9 o'clock.
Isn't that something?
And I guarantee you they will blow your mind.
One
but
of the things
you're going to be able to hear people's thoughts, though.
Yes.
Getting something off their chest.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Amazing. These are our students. 6 of them are veterans, and one of them is the son of a veteran who was killed, or a military member who was killed in action.
Now, am I reading this correctly? If there is a listener who was in the Korean conflict, Vietnam, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter your age.
No.
You can be a part of this.
Yes.
And maybe there's been something that has concerned you for all those years. And it's been eating away at you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good way to lighten that load.
Absolutely. And if people want to get more information, they can go to our website. It's operationsong.org, www.operationsong.org. And go there and reach out. And If you're a local in the area, our programs with the VA, you need a referral mm-hmm. through the system, but we'd love to make it happen. And if we get people outside the system, we find ways to work with them as well.
Mm-hmm. Bob, do you have another little tidbit you can share musically with us?
I'll play a little, this is a little bit of the chorus of the last Monday in May, and I'm working on a Veterans Day song with myself and another veteran, so we have a song for all all occasions.
All right.
But this is the one that we've performed up in D.C. I took a mustard ball in Chancellorsville. I went down and I lie here still. Underneath a cross of stone, the world has turned and time's moved on. There are seasons when it seems that everyone's forgotten me, until the last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom. They come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as Old Glory waves on the last Monday in May.
Wonderful.
That is great.
Powerful. Before we leave, I want to remind everybody, because this takes a lot of courage mm-hmm. to step forward, especially if you've been holding something in for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You can let it out and make a difference in your life and the life of the family around you mm-hmm. simply by attending. Does it cost anything to attend?
No, there's never a charge.
Okay, and it's at a great person's facility, the Charlie and Hazel Daniels Veterans and Military Family Center.
Well, we'll be moving from that event to the sound studio, so we'll
okay.
be over in Mass Comms, just right across the
okay.
You know,
so the people campus. At 9 o'clock need to go to Mass Comms.
Well, what's going to happen at 9 will be the writers will be working all day, and the performance will be probably around 3 o'clock.
Okay,
we're working on the agenda, finalizing it, but that will be out on our website. And
okay.
if they just call the center, we'll get them in touch yeah. and make sure we'll walk them over to wherever they need to be.
But just we already have the veteran participants for this day. So, but just if people in the general public would like to come and hear the songs,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So but it's too late for a veteran to say
yes. But we have ongoing programs at the VA, so reach out through Operation Song, and we'll make sure we find a way to help you get your story out there.
Absolutely.
And get it off your chest.
Get
I
it
mean,
off
that
your
can
chest.
Slow you down.
Yep. We may get to do it again in the future, though, too. That's our hope, is
yeah.
that Bob will come back around and do another one for us.
Circle October the 28th on your calendar. Dr. Hillary Miller, the director of the Charlie and Hazel Daniels Veterans and Military Family Center, and Bob Reagan, the director of Operation Song. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Have
Thank
a super day.
You're giving up the good fight. You're as strong as anyone.